We're here on KSOM Radios. We're getting ready for the upcoming cross-country season. Joining us now is the head coach for Exira EHK cross-country, Kevin Brown, with us here on KSOM. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team as we get ready for the start of a new season?
Oh, I'm excited to get cross-country season going again. The kids are really excited to be on the team this year, and I'm really looking forward to see how we do.
How many kids have come out for the Spartans this year for cross-country?
Yeah, we have 6 varsity boys, 6 varsity girls, and then we have 5 junior high girls and possibly a couple junior high boys.
Okay, so decent numbers, good enough to field teams. Let's start on the girls' side, because last year Michelle Wilson made it to state, qualified for the state tournament of Fort Dodge for a 68th place. Not bad as a freshman, kind of middle of the pack right there. What do you see from Michelle entering her sophomore season?
Yeah, it was exciting that we hadn't have a state qualifier in quite a few years, and for her to do that her freshman year, she gained viable experience that she learned at Fort Dodge last year and throughout the season. As the summer progressed, she ran a little bit more miles. She's looking like she's getting in better shape, and knowing Michelle, she's gonna try to get better than 68th place this year.
Great. Who are some of the other girls that you expect to lead the team this year?
Yeah, we have a couple seniors. We have Gracie Bartz and Ruby Vanderwall. We also have Olivia Dixon. She's a senior. So we have a core of 3 seniors on our team that have had experience since 7th, 8th grade junior high. So leading toward that experience, we also have Leah Boyson and Caitlin Christensen running at our team.
Have you seen progress from the girls from the working in the summer to now and steady progress in their times as they get ready for the start of the season?
Yeah, summer running is huge. We have a summer run club where we invite the ladies out to run a few times a week, and you can see big gains from a few of them that showed up consistently. I'm really excited to see what Ruby Vanderwall can do. She's looked really good this summer. She's improved her times throughout the summer, and obviously with Leah Boyson being young and Caitlin Christian being young, we're trying to get better than last year. That's all our goals are for this year.
And who do you see leading on the boys' side?
Yeah, we have Austin Rasmussen. He's a junior. He just missed state last year. He's been working really hard. He had a huge outdoor track season. He barely missed qualifying in the 2-mile outdoor. So leading us this year, I believe he's going to be on the start line at Fort Dodge.
What do you think will take for him to get that far?
He's been very consistent. We're trying to up his mileage this summer. We're trying to get him up with over 40, 45 miles during the season. Just consistently running hard throughout the race from start to finish. Just doing the workouts as we have him scheduled to do. And he's a smart runner. He's going to figure it out. And as a junior on the boys' side, he's just getting going.
Great. And go through the rest of the guys there on your roster.
Sure. We have Carter Wieman, Ben Baggett, and Fred Harris. They're all juniors. And then we also have Ashton Blakely. He's a junior. He just joined. And then we have one senior on the team. He just joined for this first year. His name's Tim Reinhart. Yeah, we're just looking. We're pretty young, even though we're a junior-senior team. We have a lot of new faces. So just getting together and being familiar with each other and just seeing where we take us this year.
Well, it's got to be exciting, though. I mean, the majority of your team juniors, so you're hoping that they can, and you have one clear leader there, and you just hope that other runners can come together for the team aspect. That's got to make things interesting.
It's exciting. We had 6 guys at the start of last year, and we ended up only finishing 4 due to injuries and other factors. So just having a full team to score is exciting on the boys' side. Not many 1A schools have full teams to start off with, and just having a lot of young guys, we don't really know what our potential is as the season progresses, but I'm just excited to be out there soon enough and get racing on both boys' and girls' side.
So when does the season start for you?
Our first meet is September 5th. It's at West Central Valley. Years previous, I think it's just been a high school meet, so we're going to leave junior high behind, and we're going to see what the first meet brings to us. It's kind of like a time trial for us, to be honest. We're going to see what we what, what happened over summer and see if we can improve on our times looking back at last year's results from the same meet.
Well, Coach, let's hope that the times are fast and the feet are swift, and let's hope for a good season for Exira Cross Country. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck to your runners all the season long. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you very much.
Kevin Brown of Exira Cross Country with us here on KSOM.